Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. We begin Holy Week with St. Paul's seemingly impossible words to us. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. How could this be, we might ask? The mind of Christ is of another order altogether. How can such a thing be possible for the Christian to have the mind of the Son of God? We must declare that it is not possible, except in one way that St. Paul goes on to describe. Though he was in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. He emptied himself. Of course, we cannot come down from heaven. We cannot give it all up as he did from eternal glory to our sin-sick earth. And of course, we sinners do not offer perfect obedience as he did. He is Lord because of these things, and we are not. Yet there is that peace, that one peace that Paul is driving at, that we can accomplish, if only for an hour, if only for a few minutes, to empty ourselves, to make it about him today, even as he has made it all about us perfectly. It is a great devotional act to give our mind, as devotional an act as to give our heart. In a few moments following the hymn, we will read the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. We will read it in parts, as is our tradition. None of us will be able to escape its power, its love, its self-emptying, its gift. Yet truly, to open the gift, we will need to empty our minds of that in us which is not about Christ Jesus. We want to pray to make our minds about him. Palm Sunday is challenging in many ways, yet perhaps the most challenging is the focus Paul has on our minds, the inside. Palm Sunday is so visual, so outwardly oriented, from the procession to the reeds to the passion play soon to begin. Yet we know that the real deal is inner, the mind of Christ action, the emptying of ourselves as a devotion to him, if but for a time, that we may be filled with him. Following the reading of the Passion, we will observe several minutes of silence, sitting in our pews, that each of us may pray to be emptied of self and filled with the Lord. The custom of silence is but our confession to being like Martha, worried and distracted by many things. There is one thing needful. Today, if only for a moment, we choose the better part. It is a change not only of heart, but of mind. In the words of our opening collect, assist us mercifully with your help, O Lord God of our salvation, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of those mighty acts whereby you have given us life and immortality through Jesus Christ our Lord.